2012, 23rd of December, Carol Service.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all took place to fill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph spoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
We're going to sing our first carol, Hark the Herald Angel Sings.
Hark the herald angel sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, veiled incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the hand-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, praise and life to all he while he lays his glory by, scorn to live that man may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn.
We have another reading now from Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, and then Isaiah 9:6-7.
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Isaiah 9 and verses 6 and 7.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. To order it shall establish with its judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. His name shall be called Emmanuel. He said he'll never leave us and he will never forsake us. Praise his wonderful name. I'm just going to sort of sing a little bit more of a upbeat, more modern type carol. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. This is just sort of confirming what Scripture says. The Scripture tells us that the government shall be upon the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he shall rule and reign. Amen.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders.
shall be upon his shoulders. And he shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God. I'll do that first verse again. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God. And he, and they shall be no end to the increase of his rule, to the increase of his government and peace. For he shall sit on David's throne, upholding righteousness, and on earth shall accomplish this. For he shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of He is a mighty God, he is the Prince of Peace, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All honor to his name, all glory to his name, for now and ever. Shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace,
the Everlasting Father, he's the Prince of Peace. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Our next reading is from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and verses 1 through to 7.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea in Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Our next carol is, "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see you lie above your deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by." Of Luke, second chapter, verses 8 through to verse 20.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
God revealing mysteries to the simple people, to the people who are just out there just doing what they normally do. God wants to reveal himself to the normal people of this world and just minister to them. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread, that sweeps your trouble mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born.
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, commencing to read at verse 1 through to verse 12.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, He inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them that at such time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for this child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him.' After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way."
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward, beaming bright, so may gracious God, may we, led by you forever be. Three Kings, Oriental, bearing gifts. We've travelled afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. When Jesus was born, a star was born in the east, that would foretell his birth and lead thee, the wise men, to Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a name for Jesus, that he's the light of the world.
Yes.
And he is the light of the world.
Yes.
When three kings of Oriental, bearing gifts, we travel to far, field and fountain, to the perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect light. Frankincense for Jehovah have I, incense held. With royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect light.
We come to the time of sharing in the service. Has anybody got a poem or a reading you want to share?
Everybody's on shy at Christmas, have you? What does Christmas mean to you? Come on, Tracy. That's good.
Right, I'd just like to say thank you to everybody for being brothers and sisters, for the warmth and comfort, and thank you for Jesus for being in all our lives and being our star.
Yes. Yeah.
The very bright star of our life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
I was really blessed. Reading about Mary, you know, she was someone so special, wasn't she? And I think we sometimes in the evangelical church underplay the role that she had, but she was, the angel said to her, you will be blessed by all generations, you will forever be blessed. And what struck me about Mary when the angel came to her, it must have been quite a shock to her to be told that she would be found with child. And that was a shame initially because nobody would understand what was happening. But Mary, her response to the angel was, I'm here to serve the Lord. Be it unto me according to your will. In other words, she said, I'm here to serve God. Whatever he chooses to do with me, I'm ready and willing to accept it. And how different that was from Eve. You know, the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve, they were given a free will and they were given a choice and they chose wrong. They disobeyed and Eve disobeyed God. And that she was told that she would bring forth her children in sorrow. And for Eve, her disobedience brought a curse to her and to all mankind. But how different Mary's approach. Mary had a free will, and of her own free will, she said, I'm obedient to you, Lord. I'll do whatever you ask me to do, because I'm your servant. And so it was said of Mary, she was rejoiced in bringing forth her firstborn son. What a difference. And I'd like to say, if you don't know Jesus in your life today, you can make a difference. We have a free will choice, don't we? The Bible says in John 3:16 that Jesus gave his only beloved son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. Do you want to? We all live forever, but we choose here of our own free will. Do we want to accept Jesus and have a life of freedom and rejoicing? Or are we going to accept, are we going to disobey and do as Eve did and have a life of curse and sorrow? Jesus came and he broke the curse. He took the curse in our place and he said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. And I can stand here and say today, Jesus has given me abundant life. And the gift he gave to me, he wants to give to you today. And there's many of us here that have accepted that wonderful gift that Jesus gave. And I've never regretted it, and I never will, because Jesus means so much to me. He's my saviour. He's my closest friend. I just love him. I love him so dearly. I just long to be where he is. And Mary had that type of love for the Lord. And you know, Jesus never came to reveal himself, did he, in all of this story of all of what happened. Jesus never came to the king. He never came to the palace. He came to the shepherds. He came to the ordinary people, and he revealed himself to them. And he's doing the same today. He's revealing himself towards the ordinary people, and he's saying, come on, accept me into your heart. Let me wash away the sin that has been stained in your heart from generations. We were all born in sin. None of us can say we are not sinners. We are. We're all born in sin. But Jesus came and he was crucified on the cross. He took our sin and he said, you accept me into your heart and I'll be your saviour. I will redeem you from the curse and I'll give you a life of joy and peace, because he said goodwill toward all men. He wants us all to enjoy this gift. And Christmas is about giving. And the greatest gift that you can ever receive is Jesus Christ into your heart. And if you don't know him, hey, my recommendation is today, get to know him personally, because he really loves you and he wants to know you like you. He wants you to know him like he knows you. Amen. Praise God.
I want to give you a couple of praise reports. Well, God's wonderful, he does answer prayer. I have a little, my wee Scots pal in Canada. She's a young woman of early 40s. Now, in Canada, there is no National Health Service. If you want treatment, then you've got to pay for it, unless you've got insurance. In which case, the insurance company pays, but everything's got a price. She found a lump in her breast and she was absolutely frantic. Well, on Thursday she had a lumpectomy. She'd already asked me for weeks to be praying for her,
which of course I did. She had the lumpectomy, and it turns out to be a harmless lump of fat. That's wonderful. The second one concerns my brother's partner. For months and months, she has been in agony with her back. They haven't been able to find out what it is. And my brother, knowing what I went through with my beautiful late wife, always said that he didn't want to go through what I did, and he was frightened that he was going to. On Thursday, she went to see a specialist, finally, at Sheffield. She's already had countless x-rays and scans, but this specialist told her that at some point she had broken one of the vertebrae in her back, and it had healed, but not properly. And the vertebrae were rubbing together, and that's what was causing her pain. So it wasn't cancer at all. They are going to inject some lubricant in to cushion the vertebrae. God is wonderful.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Now, regarding Christmas, in many ways the world seems to have hijacked it.
Yes, it does.
Well, I'm here to apologise.
Yes.
Because I've let it happen. Particularly over recent years, because I've been missing people who have gone to heaven. And it's been a very sad time for me, Christmas, as it is for many people who are mourning. But Jesus is the light of the world.
Yes.
And if I carry the light of the world in me, then I shouldn't be dark. I should be showing this light.
Yes.
And that is how the world has hijacked Christmas. Because we are not showing enough light. God bless you. Thank you.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Well, I want to thank God for sending Jesus, because he's the best Christmas present anybody could ever have. I know it's not just a Christmas present, but he came at, we celebrate at Christmas, but he's absolutely fabulous. I've got two praise reports. I've told Andrew Grace the other day, but we prayed for Geraldine on Wednesday night with her foot. She's got fallen arches. Anyway, I went to see her on Friday and told her, and she says, well, this is the first morning when I got out of bed. She thought, oh, I don't need my support under my foot. It's not hurting anymore. So thank the Lord. And Jackie went for some more blood tests on Monday, which test her sugar, and that's all right, that's normal. So she just got this thyroid, but I know the Lord's healed her, so she'll be all right there, because I know the Lord will take that away. But he's so wonderful, he's so wonderful. I just can't, you know, I'm sorry, bro. He's so wonderful, I can't express it. I thought if I'm going to burst the other day, because I did my buns, and I did 180 buns in 2.5 hours, and I'd done them all, and I kept thinking I'd missed out. I thought, I'm sure I've forgot some. I can't have done them all that quick. I've never done it that quick when I was younger. And then today I put 210 bulbs in garden. My daughter brought me a load of garden bulbs, and I wanted to be in. And I put them in this morning. I said, Lord, I need your favour again. This is time with garden this time. And I put them all in, found spaces for them. And he's just, he is. It's absolutely wonderful. I can't go.
Praise God.
That I've got my dad.
Amen.
And I know I've lost two people in my life. But I've got you lot.
Amen.
You're a great family. And I've got God and Jesus in my life. And so will my dad.
Yes. Amen.
Just have a wonderful Christmas, all of you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to thank Jesus for coming this time of year, because it's the darkest of the year, you know. Well, my son's birthday on Friday, and it is the darkest day. And for years and years and years, I thought, oh, I don't like Christmas, I don't like Christmas, I don't like... And then when I look round, I think, why Jesus come in the darkest time? And if we didn't have Christmas to celebrate and and rejoice. It would be a long, long drawn out winter. Well, it'd be horrible, you know what I mean? And since I recognise that, I've really appreciated people going to a lot of trouble putting decorations up, you know. I mean, I don't, but other people can. And I'm really thankful for people to make my life a little bit brighter. Because it has brightened it up, you know, when I see these colour lights and everything. So thank you, Jesus, for coming right at the darkest, when I am at the most darkest myself. Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I've not prepared anything as such, so this is just coming from the heart.
Amen.
I'd just like to thank God for bringing me to where I've come today.
Thank you.
I really would, because it's been, I've had a tough time. And, you know, I feel like I've had constantly the enemy on my back. He will do anything in his power.
He will.
He really will. And I tell you something, I feel like I've had God with me, but it's like I've needed a whole army of folk, and I think you lot's been my army. And when I came back to Sutter Church and really went into God's word and everything like that, it's really, really changed my life this year, because I had a terrible time last year, just before Christmas. I wouldn't like to call myself a vulnerable person, but to a degree I am, and people have took advantage of that. You're disabled, and I've had so much people letting me down through that. Well, I'm going to battle on because I'm strong, even though I'm disabled. I'm not going to even claim that, dear Lord. I'm not. I'm healed, and that's it. And I've lost some friends on the way this year. Friends have let me down. I've learnt about love, and that's been one of the biggest things in my life. Love and happiness, because I've actually realised, which it sounds a bit silly, but I can honestly say that happiness lives inside a person. You don't need things in your life for happiness. Got it in you, living inside you. And I can stand here and say that Christine is happy. She is happy, and I'm pleased to be able to say that. And I've really enjoyed this year with Harvest Fields, and I've enjoyed everything we've shared, what I've learnt. And I want to thank God very much, because how he's brought me out of things, you know, he really has, and I know he's with me, I know he is. And one thing I want to share with you is this. I did it a few weeks ago. It's called Words. Words have tremendous power. The words we speak today will impact you and your family. And I want you to listen very carefully to this. Your friends, your circumstances, and your spirit.
Yeah.
Words can build you up or they can tear you down.
Yeah.
Words can bring life or they can bring death. Words can bring confidence or they can cause fear. Words can create God's blessing, or then can invite the world's curse,
yeah,
the enemy.
Yeah.
And I want you all to think about that. It's just something that I've learnt a lot this year about what's been said to me, things what I've hurt, what people don't realise. And I've thought about the things what I've said as well. I wrote this at the end of this as well. This has really had an impact on me. I have had negative and fearful thoughts of dread. And you know, what I've learnt through it. This has really had an impact on me. I have had a negative, fearful thoughts lately. Thoughts of dread. Now this, I did this a few weeks ago. So, and you know what I've learnt through it? It hasn't given my mouth the right kind of attitude. It has helped me so much in reinforcing the problem. I'm making the point of not only to stop being negative, but to make a point of being positive and saying positive things. So what I'm saying is, it's like your thoughts, what people are saying to you, it can hurt a lot. And I've had things, and it's really made me thoughts go all over the place, and then you start saying things, and you say things to a few people, and you upset people in your life. And that's basically it, I think. I'm sorry about the ears and the things like that. I just wanted to get that across. But what I just want to say is life and death are in the power of the tongue. And I've learnt that this year, and I want to thank God And I want to say Merry Christmas to you all and thank you all for all your help, your support and your prayers. I love you all. Merry Christmas.
I'm just waiting for the icing on Christine's cake. Just waiting while the healing comes. I'm just going to walk and dance down here. And I know it's coming, Christine. And I know that... I'm saying her now. It's good you have a sharp missus, is it, for everything? I will, yeah, I will. I know that if Ray had had nothing to do with it, Christmas would have still been hijacked. I just can't get into the world's version of Christmas these days. When I was a child, I find that all children are pushed into this realm of me, because it's this thing about Santa Claus. And when I was a child, I used to look forward to Christmas. I used to count the days and count the hours. And, you know, another 6 hours and it's Christmas Eve, blah, blah, blah. And it was for one reason only. It's what am I getting?
Yeah.
And that's all I thought about. And I've done a complete turn now. I don't care less about what am I getting. You know, it's all about what can you give. And I prefer to give a substantial amount to various good causes at Christmas. I don't buy many presents. I bought some Christmas cards this year. I apologise to all of you who I forgot last year, because there were quite a lot I didn't. It's got to be about giving more than receiving. They say it's more enjoyable to give than to receive, but most people don't know that.
No.
Although they're all out shopping as we speak, buying stuff to give to people, I suppose, so maybe there's something in that. But. And it's all about asking our sins to be forgiven as well, you know. And I've mentioned this before, that the various interpretations of sinning, you know, you can be sinning. People have said we're all sinners, and I think I said on this previous presentation that why are we all sinners, what are we doing about it? It's a case of if you know you're sinning and you continue to sin, then you're sinning.
Yeah.
Let me give an example. You're driving down a road, it's 30 miles an hour, you're not aware of what speed you're going. Your eye catches the speed, or you see you're doing 40. Now what do? You keep doing 40? Or do you reduce to 30? If you keep doing 40, then you're a sinner. And you're not worthy of forgiveness. It's not repentance. But I do wish you all a very happy Christmas. And I want to thank you. You've all been wonderful to me this year. I had a nasty accident last week. And it shook me up. Knocked 7 bells out of me, but I found out that people are good to me. People cared about me. More so than what I realised. And I'm getting over it. I've still got hallmarks of it, but I'm getting over it. I'm still getting a bit emotional, but it's joyful emotion at this time. Yeah. So thank you all for being my family and friends, and you all have a great Christmas. Nice talking to you at 2 o'clock in the morning as well, Christine. Facebooking at 2:30, weren't we? Yeah.
Thank you to Jesus, because he set me free. And when I enter this building, I feel happy. Just as I enter, I feel happy. I don't know why. I felt it last time I come.
Wrestling with these things. Don't need them for volume, just want to. We put things on the internet, on our website, so that people can listen and re-listen and be encouraged by the Word of God.
Yes.
Because sometimes as we share the Word of God, you hear one thing and then they miss the next thing.
That's right.
And it's later when you begin to listen to it again, you catch something else that God has been saying to you. And I just want to thank God for sending Jesus.
Yes.
2,000 years ago.
Amen.
I want to thank God that Jesus willingly came.
Yes, he did.
In absolute humble obedience.
Yes.
To his heavenly Father.
Thank you, God.
And because of that, I'm here.
Yes, me too.
I'm here.
We're all here because of Jesus.
We are.
Because I think maybe if it wasn't for Jesus, I might be dead.
Yeah.
But because of Jesus, I'm alive.
Amen.
So praise his wonderful name.
Amen.
And because of that, and because of Jesus, we've been able to do many things to help encourage people and to build people up.
Yes.
To see their faces smile again.
Amen.
Haven't we?
Yes.
Eh?
Yeah.
And we still believe in God for miracles.
Amen.
Because we serve a God who is a God of miracles.
Yes,
even this week as we were praying in church. And we were praying for different people, praying for Christine's mum, for Roy, and for many others. And then on the Thursday, the phone started ringing. Hey, we've had answers to prayer on this and this and this and this. And you know, there's quite a few of you here who are here because of Jesus and the prayers of the things of the people of God. And I thank God that we've been able to pray for you and to and that God has answered our prayer and ministered to you.
Amen.
And set you free and brought you life. And there are people today who have been healed through this year.
Yes.
Physical healings.
Yeah.
And we praise God for that.
We do.
Because today we serve a risen Saviour.
Amen.
We're not looking at a baby in a manger.
No, we're not.
We're not looking at a baby in a manger. We're looking at a man.
Amen.
Who humbled himself before the very presence of God.
Yes.
Yes, everybody's celebrating Christmas. You listen. I've listened for the last few weeks on the TV. Rarely, rarely have I heard the name of Jesus mentioned. Rarely have I heard God mentioned.
Yeah.
As you say, the world's hijacked Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And the church has let it happen.
Yeah.
We have to stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
We have to declare the things of the kingdom of God.
We do. Rejoice.
Jesus is alive.
Amen.
He came as a baby. He came with this mysterious birth. He came as a gift to mankind.
Amen.
Because you and I were going to a lost eternity. We were on our way to hell.
We were.
Our destination was marked out for us through our sinfulness, through our disobedience, through our rebellion,
yes,
through our inability to do what was right. Most of us find at times we have an inability to do what is right when the challenge comes on.
Yeah.
And we fall into the trap.
Yeah.
But because of Jesus, we can have our sins forgiven. We can be set free.
Praise God.
We can be given another chance for life.
Amen.
Thank God when we become born again, we've been given a second chance. We've been given a second chance. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, thank God we've been given a second chance. We're given a second chance so that we might turn other people to the Lord Jesus. That we might show them that there is a better way in life.
Yes.
That there is something more exciting than actually just in the giving and receiving of a present that somebody has bought in a shop or maybe even made for you. There's something more important than... You see, this gift, whatever it happens, this gift happens to be. Now, at one time, I used to be brilliant at being able to just... I could feel a wrapper and...
I don't think so.
And it's like, I know what's in there. You know, I was brilliant at that as a kid. I could tell you what was in my present. Didn't have to open them, you know. And even now, Grace will not let me handle the presents. Get off, you know. Don't touch. Some people give me chocolates. Oh, I love chocolate. Yorkie bars, Thornton chocolates. Just in case you might have a feeling to give me chocolates, I'll just let you know. I love chocolates. But when I've eaten them, they're just a memory.
Don't like you. It goes on the stomach, then you have to get rid of it at gym.
Ah, there you go, you see. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, it goes on your waistline, is what you're saying, yeah. Yeah, well,
after that chocolate,
it just,
after that chocolate, I go to sleep, then I go to I go to gym, when I've been to gym lab on that boat, that's better than chocolate. I like going to gym.
He likes the gym. I'm not bothered about the gym. I like chocolate. I'll work it off a different way, you see. But what you see, but after you've had the chocolate, the taste is over, and after a while it's all gone. But the gift of Jesus is eternal life.
Amen.
It goes on forever and ever and ever. And that eternal gift brings to you and to me eternal life. It's not a short time pleasure. You know, many gifts are given at Christmas time and children play with them for a short time and then they get discarded. They're put to one side. They get forgotten. The world's doing that with Jesus. The world is doing that with Jesus. Because what you've got to realize is that Jesus is the gift for eternal life. And the world is now trying to push Jesus to one side. Because they know that if they think about Jesus, and if they think about who he is, they know they need to do something. They need to change their lifestyle. They need to change their thinking. They need to change what they are doing. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 it says this, "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross."
Yeah.
We celebrate his birth.
Yes, we do.
And it's fantastic to celebrate the birth of a child.
Absolutely.
My nephew's had a little girl, he and his wife. And it's fantastic to be able to celebrate the birth of a little one. And bless God for it.
Yeah.
A life, it's a miracle.
It is.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
But it's what that life turns into.
Yeah.
And that is so important. It's what that life turns into. I thank God that Jesus came. But more than that, I thank God that Jesus began to obey the word of God and began to humble himself to his Father's wishes and his Father's desires. You see, his Father, Father God, desires that you and I would come to know him and come to know him in a personal relationship.
That's it.
That you would come to know him as a personal friend, a personal father. And in this relationship, because of this gift from God, you can enter into a personal relationship with the creator of the universe. With the creator of this world, you can enter into a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father sent Jesus so that you and I could actually enter into a relationship together with him. Jesus is the gift, he's the connection that allows you and me to actually speak to God. That actually allows us to come into the very presence of God. You and I are allowed to come into the presence of God when we take Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
But you see, Jesus didn't come and suddenly say, "Oh, guess who I am." He didn't come around and sort of brag and say, "Guess, do you know who I am?" But he says he humbled himself when he became as a man. He submitted to Mary and Joseph even, who were his parents who guided him initially in life. And then the Holy Spirit guided him and directed him into doing the things of the kingdom of God. And so God there submitted him. Jesus submitted himself to God's will and plan and purpose for the future. So that you and I can actually come into the very presence of God. Jesus knew that when he came when he submitted himself and came to this earth and became a small baby and was vulnerable. Even the King Herod tried to kill him.
Failed.
He failed, as we all know. And thank God he failed. Wasn't his time.
No, failed.
You know, God has plans for each and every one of us.
Amen.
God has a plan for you.
Praise God.
Today. Amen. Look at somebody and say, God's got a plan for you. I'll let you say, go on.
I've already got my plan.
God's got a plan for you.
God's got a plan for you.
Hey, Brendan, guess what? God's got a plan for you.
Yes.
And your plans can change. You know, your plans can change. You and I make plans at times, but hey, God's got plans for you.
Yes.
God's got plans for you.
Amen.
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 You see, God is after each and every one of us.
Yes.
That's why Jesus came. Jesus came as the gift, so that when you receive the gift, you receive God.
Amen. So simple.
You enter into a relationship. Problem is now, the trouble is that you've got the gift. Now you need to open the gift.
Yeah.
You open this gift that God has given.
Yeah.
What is the gift that God has given? We always say it's Jesus. But when Jesus came as the gift, what was the gift he was bringing?
God.
True, God. But the other thing that he brought that we miss, he was bringing to each and every one of us eternal life. Eternal life through Jesus Christ. Eternal redemption. A new relationship with the Heavenly Father. A relationship that suddenly changes. He's not a God that wants to beat us. He's not a God that's against us. My Bible tells me God is love. Fathers, mothers, do you love your children? Do you love your children?
Yeah.
You do. Even when they do wrong, you still love them, don't you?
Yes.
Why?
Because Jesus is love.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Don't know. Trust you, Anne. Well, it's true. You don't know. You love them because they're yours.
Unconditional love.
Yeah. You see, there's this... there's this type of unconditional love, I suppose, that we have to a measure. And we got that from God.
We did.
It's God's unconditional love that says, no matter what you do, I'm going to love you.
Amen.
No matter how many times you make a mistake, I still love you.
Amen.
And thank God, because you see, because of the blood of Jesus this day, God looks through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and says, I see that you've been forgiven.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I see that the gift has been given to you. You see, this gift has been given to us. Don't know what's in it. I haven't opened it yet. I could leave this all year. And the person that's given me this gift could keep saying, did you like your gift? Yes. And it might be a gift that is useful. And they say, well, have you started using it yet? No. Well, what's the point of the gift if you're not going to use the gift? Every one of us, when we receive gifts, we don't hide them away and think, oh, that was very nice. It's a nice box. It's a nice label. I'll just keep that like that. What good is that? What good is this? It's no good, is it? Unless you open it. And unwrap the gift. And find out exactly what this gift is. Really, I've got some of you now looking at me thinking, oh, I wish you'd open it, let me find out. I can see it in your faces. But you see, it's not mine, you see. It's hers, not mine.
obviously. You see when she took it off me, you know. But unless you open the gift, unless you open the gift, it's of no use to you. Because you don't know what's available from that gift. Do you? And in the same way, Jesus came for you and for me. He came as a gift from God. He came and He died upon a cross for you and for me. He came and His side was opened and blood and water flowed from His side. The gift was opened.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus was unwrapped. He was beaten and bruised and marred beyond all recognition. He was unwrapped on the cross. And the gift of eternal life flowed out of Him. Through His sacrifice, through His death on the cross, the gift of eternal life flowed out to all of mankind. That's the gift that God, through His Son Jesus, gave to this world. So often we celebrate and we celebrate and we look like at the posters, we see a baby in a manger. We see angels around us celebrating and declaring that Jesus has come as King and Lord. But He's come as a small baby. He submitted Himself to God. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9 it says this, "Therefore God also has highly exalted Him, Jesus, and given Him the name which is above every name.
Amen.
And that at that name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The reason for the gift of our Lord Jesus, the reason for this birth, is that God gave a gift that He might get you back, that He might receive you into His family, that He might, He's given this gift of eternal life, He's given this gift of forgiveness, He's given this gift of love to you and to me. That we might enter into His very presence and that we might get to know God and know Him as Lord, know Him as Father, know Him as a true friend. Some of you have said even today, you thank people for being true friends. And you know, true friends stick by you through thick and through thin, through easy times, through difficult times. True friends stick with you when you're nice to them and when you're not nice to them. Because a true friend is not moved by how you feel today. Today you might be happy. Next week you might be sad and miserable and not good company to be with. But a true friend still walks by your side.
Amen.
A true friend still stays with you right through to the end.
Amen.
Because each and every one of us goes through our highs and our lows and our difficult times. But Jesus said, "I will never leave you and I will never forsake you."
Amen.
When you go through your high time, when you go through your low time, when you're Mr. Grumpy, when you're Mrs. Grumpy, I'll go with you all the way.
You will.
Careful, Edwin. When you're happy, when you're glad, when you're sad, He said, "I'll never leave you and I'm always going to be with you."
Amen.
No matter what is going on in your life, He said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm always going to be there for you.
Amen.
We at times might turn away from God for a brief time, but He's still there. He sent that gift, that precious gift of our Lord Jesus Christ at this Christmas time. We celebrate it. May not exactly be His birthday. May not exactly be His birth time. But we celebrate today. These coming days. And remember this. That this gift that has been given is not just something that, thankfully, that came in a fancy paper with a bow on it, with a label with your name on it. But He came as the Son of God, a spotless baby, that He might grow up in similar circumstances to you and to me, that He might know the difficulties of growing up. And as He grew up, He also grew to know the Father in a new way. He went through the difficulties, He went through the pains that you and I would go through. He says He suffered for our sicknesses. He took our punishment upon that cross. The gift that He's giving to you is freedom.
Amen.
The gift that He's giving to you is eternal life.
Amen.
The gift He's giving to you is no more pain, no more sickness, no more disease. Because when we enter into His presence, God wants to heal us.
Amen.
God wants us to come to that place where the power of God is changing things. And as I said this week, even this week, we were praying specifically for things and for people, and God started to move.
Amen.
God hears and answers prayer.
Amen.
God's still alive today.
Yes.
He's still on the throne.
Yes.
Europe does not rule the world.
When?
America does not rule the world. But I tell you who does.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It says the government shall be upon His shoulders. Amen. It's an everlasting government.
Yes.
He's the creator of the universe. And you know, as the Lord's Prayer says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done.
Amen.
On earth, in the earth, as it is in heaven.
Amen.
And God is about to do great things.
Amen.
We need to stand for Jesus.
Amen.
We need to realize that this gift, this precious gift, was given that you and I can have eternal life. That you and I can know the power of God working in our lives. And that you and I can be a light and a testimony to people around us and declare the things of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
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 Praise God, yes. And so at this Christmas time, as you feast, and you celebrate. There's nothing wrong in that. Have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Have a great time. But remember why you can have a great time.
Yeah.
It's because of Jesus.
Amen.
It's because of the gift. And as you give out your gifts and your presents to somebody, give them Jesus. Remind them of Jesus. How much He loved them. How much He died for. How much He's died for them to set them free. And the gift of eternal life is given to them. I hope you're not... Oh, I thought she was opening a gift then. God has been so good to us this year. God has been good through you as a church. Thank God for what you have done over the year. We may only be a small group and many are missing at this time. You know, the great thing is that this year... Again, we've given just over £500 as a church to Romania.
Amen.
And so they can, those people that don't have much in that village, the pastor will buy them food and some gifts. They will have a party.
Amen.
It's a pity we can't be there, but
yeah.
They'll have a party and they'll celebrate because you gave a gift. Because Jesus came into your life and He gave you the ability to give.
Yes.
And able to bless. Thank God that We were able to go to Rwanda this year. And we were able to go out there and minister to people and encourage people and see God moving and again gives gifts to people and to see the things of God happening and changing people's lives. God is a good God. And we serve a wonderful God. And you know, you've given so many times to different needs. Carpenter's Arms, we were on the news on Friday, on the 6 o'clock news, Carpenter's Arms, giving out food parcels, touching 900 people a month,
wow,
giving out food parcels. Christmas presents were being given out. We were touching people's lives. And Carpenter's Arms, what is it? It's a rehab centre for drug addicts, alcoholics, etc. And these people are getting involved, having been brought into relationship with Jesus Christ. They're sharing the gospel of the good news of Jesus. This is what we're doing. This is what you are part of. There's Daniel. He's in Teen Challenge, been in Teen Challenge just over 12 months. They've now put him on staff. He's on staff for a while. He just sent me a message wishing everybody a happy Christmas. And just to let me know that they've just put him on staff. And it's like, praise God. I was down in Carpenter. And we've given a gift to him to help keep him in the ministry at this time as a church. I was down in there on Thursday at Teen Challenge. And Tabin was there. He's been in Teen Challenge 6 weeks. He laughs. He smiles. He talks to you. He's a different person again. He said, I'm not leaving here. He said, I'm going to do my 12 months in this place. I'm going to really get to grips and, you know, let Jesus come in such a way. And he's asking me, what parts of the Bible should I read? He says, I'm reading from Exodus. What should I read? It's hard work. So I said, oh, leave that alone. Leave it alone. So I said, go into John's Gospel and the book of Acts and Ephesians and Galatians and said, enjoy those. That's another young lad on drugs, going to a lost eternity today, off drugs.
Amen.
Living for Jesus.
Yeah.
Started on the right way because the gift has been given of eternal life in Jesus Christ. And we have been able to help him along that way. That's fantastic. And there are many others that we could tell stories of. But God is doing great things for each and every one of us. And I want to say to you today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, if you've never asked him into your life, then I want to say to you today, as we are giving gifts this time of year, today God is giving a gift. He's offering you a gift. And the gift is the Lord Jesus. The gift is eternal life.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is to receive it. And begin to open it. And begin to see that God is love.
Yeah.
And that he loves you. And he cares for you. And he wants to do great things in your life. He wants to give you a greater purpose. He wants to give you a future and a hope where there is no hope.
Amen.
He wants to give you purpose where you have no purpose. And it's all because of Jesus. And I just want to say today, if you've never asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and life, then today I'm offering you the gift of Jesus Christ. I'm offering you the gift of salvation. What does it mean? It means that we just have to turn away from the old ways and begin to follow the new pathway in God. He has something special. Each and every one of us, God has a plan for your life. God wants you to know that God has a plan for your life. God has something better for you. But you need to now repent. We need to turn from our wicked ways and follow the Lord Jesus. And today Jesus is offering that gift. Let's just bow our heads for a moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let us just think for a moment. Have I received the gift of Jesus Christ? Have I opened this gift? Have I asked Him to come into my life and to change me? He can touch you, He can heal you, He can strengthen you. He will change you. He will give you dreams and goals and for the future that He wants you to fulfill. He wants your life to be fulfilled in Him. And so as you open this present, this gift of Jesus, He's offering to you eternal life. A life of eternal fulfillment. A life of the love of God. All you have to do is to say, Lord Jesus, begin to come into my life and change me. Lord Jesus, become the Lord of my life. Take control and guide my life. I've got this gift available to each and every one of you. I just want to say, if you've never received this gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ, I just want to ask, if you want this gift right now, just raise your hand and say, I want this gift of eternal life. I want Jesus in my life. If you've never done it before, raise your hand. Amen. I see you. Bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else wants Jesus as their Lord and Saviour to change their lives? Amen. Anybody else? Father, I thank you for the hand that has been raised. I thank you, Father, for your love and your salvation. And Father, I pray that this shall be a turning point. That the gift that is opened shall bring that life of eternity and fullness and joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve a risen Lord. May you be blessed this Christmas time. We're going to sing. Well, we're going to actually have communion in a moment. And then after this, we shall be having some refreshments. I've been in the kitchen at home. I've done some cooking. Yes. All right, don't go overboard, Joan. Don't go overboard. Hey. No, they're not chocolate. No. I resisted. No, that might be next time. This is cheese. This is cheese. And some beautiful puff pastry Stilton wraps. Some of them came unwrapped, actually, whilst they were cooking, but that's all right. But they taste delicious, actually. So, glory. Yeah, I can cook, you see, when I need to. Glory to God. Yeah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So, praise God.
Little cards and pins here that we had at the unit, and the little verse says this: help me, Lord, these days are full and there's so much to do. I'll cook and shop and wrap and go, but not remember you. May this little candy cane help me to recall the love of Christ that is given for all. This candy cane is so sweet. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. It's hard like a rock, and on Christ the solid rock I stand. It's pure and white, and it's deep red. The blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. It's shaped like a shepherd's staff. I'm the good shepherd, said Jesus. And it's for everybody. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So let's pass these round, these little candy canes.
Yeah. Part of our act of worship and thanksgiving to God is that we bring tithes and offerings to the Lord. And so we're just going to take up our offerings right now, our tithes, and give them to God for the work that we might continue to give and to encourage others in the things of God. So, Graham, do you just want to pray over the offering?
Father, I want to thank you.
Amen.
You've given us,
yes,
the ability to gain wealth, Father. And Father, that ability, Father, we want to give back to you.
Amen.
Pressed down, shaken together,
Amen,
and run over, Father. That this finance will be used to establish your kingdom, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And that your kingdom will be established in this town.
Amen.
And this nation will come back to you, Father.
Amen.
Let us be that light in the nation, Father. Let us be the people you're calling.
I agree.
To
mm-hmm.
be people who stand for your kingdom.
I agree.
In this nation. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And after we've brought our tithes and offerings, we shall sing our final carol, which is Silent Night, Holy Night. So let's bring our tithes and our offerings.
Holy, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, all is come,
Father, we just thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for sending your son Jesus as a little baby.
Amen.
That he might become that eternal sacrifice that would save me, that would change me, and that would give me eternal life in Christ Jesus. And I pray, Father, that for each and every one of us as we at this Christmas time rejoice and celebrate with friends,
amen,
that we would not forget,
amen,
the true meaning of Christmas. That the greatest gift that could ever be given was the gift of eternal life,
amen,
through your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we just want to say thank you to you today.
Amen.
We just want to say thank you, Father, that you cared so much that you would give us the most precious gift that you have, your only Son. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
May you have a wonderful Christmas. May you know the peace and the blessing of God.
Amen.
In amidst all the bright lights and the tinsels and the rejoicing, may you know such a wonderful presence of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you all. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, we're going to just stay behind at the back later and just after the meeting and share some refreshments together and rejoice. And if you want to know more about the Lord Jesus, then feel free to come and talk to us. We would love to talk to you and encourage you. And we'll see you in a few minutes. The Lord bless you.
Thank you.